Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Jen Ashton.
Though known as the Beehive State, Utah produces less honey than its neighbors, with North and South Dakotas pouring it on. What Utah does have is honey especially suited for storage, explains Melissa Jacobson of Cox Honey, a producer and distributor of honey in Utah for more than a century.
We are a dry desert state. It's low moisture, so our honey stores well and it crystallizes, so you can use it for long-term storage. Honey producers along the East Coast are in high humidity areas. They actually have to dry their honey before they bottle it, or it could ferment on them and spoil. And so that's why a lot of people like buying the honey through Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, because we're this drier region and it stores a lot longer.
And when they say long-term storage, they mean long-term storage. Bacteria cannot survive in honey's acidic, low-moisture environment. Modern archaeologists discovered pots of honey 3,000 years old in ancient pyramids. The contents were unspoiled.
So honey does last indefinitely for a shelf life if it's pure raw honey. So if nothing's been added to it, it will get darker over time as you store it if it's exposed to cool and heat changes. Like they say, they pull it out of the Egyptian tubes, but, you know, it's black. It's really dark. But you can still eat it as long as it's been stored properly.
While we may not be eager to go on a tomb taste testing tour, we can sample honey diversity. The flavor, color, and aroma of honey depends on its floral source. Orange blossom honey from Florida carries a fruity tang perfect in sauces and marinades. Even honeys produced at either end of the state of Utah offer different flavors. Bees in the agricultural regions of northern Utah collect nectar from clover and alfalfa, creating a mild and sweet honey popular in the pantry and for baking. While bees in the southern part of the state gather from desert flowers, including sagebrush and cactus, producing an effect that is less sweet with a bit of a bite. Color can serve as a clue to flavor, according to Jacobson. Generally, the lighter the honey, the more mild the flavor. The darker the honey, the stronger the flavor. Also, since honey is twice as sweet as sugar, when you use it in baking or cooking, you only need half as much. Recipes may need adjustment for lower heat, but a honey cookie can serve up a softer crumb with a layered profile. Finally, for Utahns suffering from seasonal allergies, Jacobson recommends finding raw honey that contains pollens from your region. A spoonful a day may keep the sniffles away. That's buying local, and it's a pretty sweet prescription. This is Jen Ashton for Bread and Butter.